Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Nyaya, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Moola, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. ॐ निधाय कृति विश्वेशम् विधाय गुरुवन्दनम् बालानां सुखबोधाय क्रियते तर्कसंग्रहः. सो मीस अन्वय व्यतिरेक दृष्टांत रहितो अनुपसंहारी. अनुपसंहारी इस अनुपसंहारी हेत्वाभास इज द थर्ड हेत्वाभास. देयर इज नो पॉसिबिलिटी ऑफ अन्वय एंड व्यतिरेक द डायरेक्ट एंड इनडायरेक्ट एग्जाम्पल. The direct method of example or the indirect method of example, wherever it is not possible, that is anupasamhari hetva bhasa, the third of the first type. Yatha sarvam anityam prameyatvat iti tatra sarvasyapi vakshatvat drishtanto nasti. Sarvam anityam prameyatvat, sarvam, everything is anitya, non-eternal, because it is an object of the means of knowledge, means of right knowledge. Therefore, when you say everything, what will you give us example? What is the example? Whatever is like this, is like that. So, there is no example in the Anvaya method, direct method. So, you have to fall back on the indirect method. There is only one other possibility. So, in indirect method, whatever is not like this, is not like that. This is also not possible. So, the direct method example and the indirect method example are both not possible because everything you have added. So, whatever example you plan to give, it also falls in that everything. Therefore, the condition limits it that you cannot give an example. So, this is the third hetva bhasa. Next is, in the first five, Sabhya Vichara Anikantikaha, there we said Sadharna, Asadharna and Anupasamhari Bhedat. Next, among the five Hetva Bhasas, it is Viruddha. Sadhya Abhavo Vyaptaha Hetuhu Viruddha. Yatha Shabdo Nityaha Kritakatvaditi. Kritakatvam hi Nityatva Abhavena Anityatvena Vyaptaha. Sadhya Abhava Vyaptaha Hetuhu. The Hetu which is, see, the vyapti for this hetu, in this there is no sadhya, the absence of sadhya in which vyapti, exists in which vyapti, that is, that kind of logic, hetu, reasoning is viruddha. Like, shabdo nityaha, kritakatvat, shabdaha, you are trying to prove shabda, word, to be eternal. What is the reason you are going to give? Kritakatvat. It is something which is produced. It is something which is created. And kritakatvam hi, the hetu you are giving is nityatva abhavena anityatvena vyaptam. Nityatva abhava, sadhya abhava. Sadhya, what do you want to prove? Nitya. Word is nitya, eternal. But kritaka, when you say it is created, whatever is produced, that is eternal, meaning non-eternal, meaning eternal absence, absence of eternality, where the absence of eternality exists, that is sadhya abhava. Sadhya is what you want to prove is shabdo nitya. Nitya is what you want to prove on the word. And sadhya abhava is absence of eternality, nityatva abhava. And that is existing in shabda, the hetu, because it is kritaka. Yadyat kritakam tattat anityam. This is a simple rule, simple logic. Whatever is created, that is non-eternal. It cannot be eternal, since it is created. Therefore, this is viruddha hetu. The reason you are giving is just opposite. Whatever you want to prove, You are giving a reason which is opposite to whatever you want to prove. Impossible reasoning. That is called viruddha. Viruddha is opposite. So, it just cancels the thing you want to prove. Yasya sadhya abhavaha. The next hetva bhasa is satpratipakshaha. Yasya sadhya abhava sadhakam hetvantaram vidyate satpratipakshaha. Yatha shabdo nityaha shravanatvat shabdatvavat shabdo anityaha karyatvat ghatavat iti. Yasya sadhya abhava sadhakam hetvantaram vidyate. Sadhya abhava sadhakam. Sadhya is that which you want to prove. For that, sadhya is that which you want to prove. Sadhya abhava is the absence of that which you want to prove. And for that sadhakam, to prove that, whatever you want to prove its absence, hetvantaram vidyate. There is another reasoning. If there is another reasoning, another logic which you can give to prove whatever you want to prove, its absence. That is called Sat Pratipakshaha. With example, let us see. Shabdo Nitya. You want to prove again? Shabda is Nitya. Shabda is eternal. Word is eternal. Because Shravanatvat, it can be listened. It can be only listened. And Shabdatva, like the Shabdatva. Shabdatva is wordness. Wordness exists only in the word. And word can only be heard, listened. This is a good logic. But if there is an opposite logic which condemns this logic, then this is called Satpratipaksha. Is there any other logic which you can give to condemn this logic? There is. Which is Shabdo Anityaha. You wanted to prove Shabdo Nityaha. I will prove Satya is Shabdo Nityaha. Word is eternal. Now I am going to give you a logic which is going to prove Sadhya Abhava. Which is Shabdaha Anityaha. Shabdo Anityaha. Why? Because Karyatva. It is a Karya. It is a product. Like pot. So, this logic which you give, Shabdo, to prove Shabdo Nityaha, Shravanatvat, it is something which is listened to, that is condemned by Shabdo Anityaha Karyatvat. So, if there is a logic, a reasoning to condemn another reasoning which you have given, that is called Sat Pratipaksha. Now, next, Asiddha. The fourth is Asiddha. Asiddha Hetva Bhasa. And Asiddha Hetva Bhasa is of three types. Asiddha Trividaha, Ashraya Siddha, Swarupa Siddha, Vyapyatva Siddha Cha Iti. Asiddha is of three types. Ashraya Siddha, Swarupa Siddha, Vyapyatva Siddha. These are the three types of Asiddha. Ashraya Siddha. First, Ashraya Siddho, Yatha, Gagana Aravindam Surabhi Aravindatva Charojaran Aravindavat Iti Atra Gagana Aravindam Ashrayaha Sa Nas Chacha Nasti Eva. This is the example when I was explaining what Hetva Bhasa is. An example for Hetva Bhasa, this is what I was presenting. Ashraya Siddha. Ashraya Siddha. What is Ashraya Siddha? Ashraya is the substratum, the base. Now, when the substratum, the base does not exist and you want to prove something where the base itself does not exist, that is called Ashraya Siddha. The substratum does not exist. For that you want to prove that something on that without substratum. That is called Ashraya Siddha. Let us see. Gagana Aravindam. Gagana is space. Lotus space. The lotus of the space. Okay, lotus in the water and lotus in the space. There is nothing called lotus in the space. This is just imaginative lotus. So, this lotus in the ether, lotus in the space, Surabhi is fragrant. It smells very good. Why? Aravindatvat, it is lotus. Like Saroja Arvindavat, like the lotus in the water. Lotus in the water smells. Like that lotus in the space also should smell because it is also lotus. This is the logic he is giving. Now here the logic is fine. But the ashraya, the substratum, which is the Gaganarvinda, the space lotus, that doesn't exist. So fragrance on it, to prove it or disprove it is impossible because it doesn't exist. So therefore, atra Gaganarvindam ashraya sacha nasti eva. Therefore, you cannot talk about, you cannot give any logic. This lotus of the space does not exist. Therefore, the ashraya substratum itself does not exist. So, whether it smells good or bad, that can be not a topic of discussion. So, this is ashraya siddha, first asiddha in the three asiddhas. Next is swarupa siddha. Swarupa siddha. Yatha shabdo anitya chakshushyatvat swarupavatiti atra chakshushyatvam shabde nasti shabdasya shravanatvat. Swarupa siddha. Swarupa siddha is that which does not exist in the paksha. The reason for which, the reason which in the paksha where there is no reason, that is called swarupa siddha, pakshe hetva bhava. Like this, take this example. Shabdo anityah. Shabda, I want to prove shabda to be non-eternal. Why? Because it is chakshusha. It is something which is seen. Words, the sound, is something which is seen. Therefore, it is eternal or non-eternal, whichever way you want to prove, you can say. But sound is not something which is seen. Right? He is giving an example also. Right? The form. Form is anitya. It is seen. Like that, the sound is also anitya. It is seen. He is giving an example like this. But sound is not that something which is seen. That is heard. Therefore, that reasoning you give because it is seen, that is wrong. That is what he said. Atra chakshyatam shabde nasti shabdasya shravanatvat. Shabda cannot be seen because shabda is that which is heard, listened to. Therefore, this swarupa itself is wrong. The swarupa roop, the swarupa of the substratum which you gave, substratum which is shabda exists. But the nature of that is for which you said it's seen, it's tasted, that kind of nature does not exist in that swarupa. First, the swarupa, the substratum itself does not exist. Second, the substratum exists, but the nature of that substratum is not as defined. So this is second hetva bhasa in the asiddha. Third is sopadhiko hetuhu vyapyatva siddha. Third is vyapyatva siddha. Sopadhikaha hetu, that which has upadhi, that kind of hetu is vyapyatva siddha. That kind of reasoning is vyapyatva siddha. The reasoning that which has hetu, conditioning, embodiment, that is vyapyatva siddha. Because upadhi, the words you use for explaining upadhi, you have to say conditioning or you have to say embodiment, etc. But let us understand what upadhi is. Let us use upadhi itself. We will be comfortable with the word upadhi. Upadhi generally is body or some title, subtitle. It's used in many ways. But here this upadhi is the conditioning or embodiment here. What is that? Upadhi means sadhya vyapakatve sati sadhana avyapakatvam upadhi. So he said sopadhiko hetu vyapyatva siddha, that hetu which includes upadhi is vyapyatva siddha. Now he goes on to explain what is upadhi. సాధ్య వ్యాపకత్వే సతి సాధన అవ్యాపకత్వం ఉపాధి సాధ్య సామానాధికరణ అత్యంత అభావ అప్రతియోగిత్వం సాధ్య వ్యాపకత్వం సాధనవన్ నిష్ఠ అత్యంత అభావ ప్రతియోగిత్వం సాధన అవ్యాపకత్వం యథా పర్వతో ధూమవాన్ వన్నిమత్వాత్ ఇతి అత్ర ఆర్ద్రేంద్రన సంయోగ ఉపాధి తథా హి యత్ర ధూమః తత్ర ఆర్ద్రేంద్రన సంయోగ ఇది సాధ్య వ్యాపకత్వం యత్ర వన్నిహి తత్ర ఆర్ద్రేంద్రన సంయోగ నాస్తి అయోగోలకే ఆర్ద్రేంద్రన సంయోగ అభావాత్ ఇది సాధన అవ్యాపకత్వం ఏమత్ర సాధ్య వ్యాపకత్వే సతి సాధన అవ్యాపకత్వాత్ ఆర్ద్రేంద్రన సంయోగ ఉపాధి సోపాధికత్వాత్ వన్నిమత్వం వ్యాప్యత్వా శ్రుద్ధ సిద్ధం వ్యాప్యత్వా సిద్ధం వ్యాప్యత్వా సిద్ధం వాట్ ఇస్ ఉపాధి ఉపాధి ఇస్ సాధ్య వ్యాపకత్వే సతి సాధన అవ్యాపకత్వం ఇట్ షుడ్ బి వ్యాపక ఇట్ షుడ్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఇన్ ది సాధ్య అండ్ ఇట్ షుడ్ నాట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఇన్ ది సాధన ఇట్ షుడ్ బి ఇంక్లూడెడ్ ఇన్ ది సాధ్య ఇట్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి ఇంక్లూడెడ్ ఇన్ ది సాధన సాధన ఇస్ ది హేతు రీజన్ సాధ్య ఇస్ దట్ విచ్ యు వాంట్ టు ప్రూవ్ నౌ హీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ వాట్ ఇస్ సాధ్య వ్యాపక సాధ్య సమాన అధికరణ అత్యంత అభావ అప్రతియోగిత్వం సాధ్య దట్ విచ్ యు వాంట్ టు ప్రూవ్ సమాన అధికరణ ఇన్ ది సేమ్ ప్లేన్ ఆస్ ది సాధ్య అత్యంత అభావ ది ఎటర్నల్ అబ్సెన్స్ For the eternal absence, that which you want to prove, sadhya samana adhikarana, in the same plane, the eternal absence, apratiyogitam, it should not be a vessel for it. Pratiyogi is yasya abhavaha, meaning for which the absence is spoken about, meaning the vessel for absence. So, this should not be a vessel for absence. Atyanta bhava apratiyogitam, it should not be a vessel for eternal absence. అధికరణ సమాన అధికరణ ఇన్ ద సేమ్ ప్లేన్ ఇట్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి వెసల్ ఫార్ అబ్సెన్స్ సాధ్య ఇన్ ద సేమ్ ప్లేన్ అస్ ది సాధ్య ఇట్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి ది వెసల్ ఫార్ అబ్సెన్స్ ఐఎమ్ యాడింగ్ వన్ వర్డ్ అండ్ ఐఎమ్ ట్రైంగ్ టు మేక్ అ మీనింగ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ సో సాధ్య అప్రతియోగిత్వం మీన్స్ ప్రతియోగిత్వం మీన్స్ ది వెసల్ ఫార్ అబ్సెన్స్ అప్రతియోగిత్వం మీన్స్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ అ వెసల్ ఫార్ అబ్సెన్స్ అత్యంత అభావ అప్రతియోగిత్వం మీన్స్ ది ఎటర్నల్ అబ్సెన్స్ ఫార్ ఎటర్నల్ అబ్సెన్స్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ అ వెసల్ సమాన అధికరణ అత్యంత అభావ అప్రతియోగిత్వం మీన్స్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఇన్ ద సేమ్ ప్లేన్ ఎ వెసల్ ఫార్ ఎటర్నల్ అబ్సెన్స్ సాధ్య సమాన అధికరణ అత్యంత అభావ ప్రతియోగిత్వం దట్ ఫోర్ మీన్స్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఎ వెసల్ ఫార్ ఎటర్నల్ అబ్సెన్స్ ఇన్ ద సేమ్ ప్లేన్ అస్ సాధ్య This is sadhya vyapakam. Sadhya vyapakatvam. Ness you have to add. Sadhya vyapakatvam. Now, sadhanavat nishtha atyanta abhava pratiyogitvam sadhana avyapakam. Sadhana avyapakatvam. What is sadhana avyapakatvam? It is sadhanavat nishtha existing in the sadhana. అత్యంత అభావ ఫార్ ది ఎటర్నల్ అబ్సెన్స్ ప్రతియోగిత్వం ఇట్ ఇస్ అ వెసల్ ఎటర్నల్ అబ్సెన్స్ ది ప్రతియోగిత్వం వెసల్ ఫార్ అత్యంత అభావ ఫార్ ది ఎటర్నల్ అబ్సెన్స్ సాధన వన్ నిష్ట ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ ఇన్ ది సాధన లెట్ అస్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ త్రూ అన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ యథా పర్వతో ధూమవాన్ వన్నిమత్వాత్ర ఆర్ద్రేంద్రన సంయోగ ఉపాధి సో పర్వతో ధూమవాన్ ఐఎమ్ గివింగ్ అ లాజిక్ ది ఫైర్ ఇస్ ఎండోడ్ విత్ ది మౌంటైన్ ఇస్ ఎండోడ్ విత్ నాట్ స్మోక్ నాట్ ఫైర్ అండ్ సి ప్రీవియస్లీ వీ సెడ్ ది ఫైర్ మౌంటైన్ ఇస్ ఎండోడ్ విత్ ఫైర్ బికాస్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ స్మోక్ ధూమవత్వాత్ నౌ ఐఎమ్ రివర్టింగ్ సాధ్య ఇన్ ద ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ సాధన అండ్ సాధన ఇన్ ద ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ సాధ్య ఫైర్ ఇస్ ఎండోడ్ విత్ స్మోక్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఇస్ హ్యావింగ్ ఫైర్ వన్నిమత్వాత్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఇస్ హ్యావింగ్ ఫైర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇట్ ది ఫైర్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఆన్ ది మౌంటైన్ Therefore, the mountain is endowed with smoke. You want to prove the mountain has smoke. The mountain is smoky because the fire exists. Previously, we said the mountain has fire because the smoke exists. Now, you say the mountain has smoke because the fire exists. You want to prove smoke in the mountain. Through the logic, through the reasoning, fire exists. Now here, Ardra Indana Sanyoga is the Upadhi. Ardra means, Indana means fuel. Ardra means it is wet. The wet fuel, because of wet fuel, the smoke comes. So that is the Upadhi. Through this Upadhi, if you find a kind of Upadhi like this, you point out this Upadhi, the moment you point out a Upadhi, that becomes Vyapyatva Siddha. You think a little bit, any Hetu, you can bring in one Upadhi. That is why they say Upadhistu Mahavyadhi. This Upadhi is a Mahavyadhi, meaning a big disease. Because you can point out this Upadhi anywhere. A virus or a bacteria is there in anybody's body. But whether it is dormant or it is active, that is the difference. So, this Upadhi is there in any hetu, any reasoning. Whether it is dormant, whether you are able to understand it or not, that is the difference. That is what will make the difference in the Shastrata, in the discussion, dialogues. So, Ardha Indana Sanyoga, dry, wet fuel is the Upadhi. Still, example is not clear. Why? We have to understand the Sadhya Vyapakatva and Sadhana Avyapakatva. Apply this Upadhi, Sadhya, in the Sadhya and Sadhana, and find the existence of it in one place and non-existence of it in another place.